Okay, so we just ended off in Gittin on the case of Rabbi Yehuda. That if the second guy goes in, while the first one still has his leg in, it's good. Right? And why is it good? So Rashi just says it's good because of good achis. Good achis means it goes down. Yeah. Well, let's see. So let's take a look in the case of Mikvod in Chagiga. Okay, this is the last installment. What's that? Yeah, Tosis brings us a brown. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Okay, so he says like this. So the Gemara says like, oh, it's a little bit complicated. We're just going to jump into the middle. It's a little bit complicated before that, but we can just step in over here. Omar Ula. Okay, from the bottom, a few lines up from the bottom. Omar Ula. Boi minei me Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Yehuda. Mahu. So they asked from Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the second guy is tahor as long as the first guy's leg was still in the mikvah. Mahu lahatpiel machotin vitzinorios beroshal sharishon. Can you do a tevila of pins, right? It's very small kalim, basically. In the head of the rishon, right? Meaning like this. Be'odo b'mayim. So we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when the rishon is still in the mikvah, even though the mikvah, right, yitzi the mikvah is 40 exact. So when a guy gets out, he takes water with him, right? You ever seen the?
Sure.
So the problem is the mikvah will be less than 40, right? So the mikvah will. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as his leg is still in the mikvah, it's good. Yeah. Why is it good? Does Rashi? Yeah. Yeah. It says Mahanile. Rashi says earlier. Bahikom Rabbi Yehuda, the Mahanili Raglov Shal Rishon Nogos B'Mayim, the Amrinan Good Achas Mayim Sha'olov Ki'ilu Hain B'Mikvah. All right. Now, if you just go back, if you go back to where the Gemara first brought up Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit of a complicated question. So we're just going to jump in over here. But Rashi again says, like he says in Gittin, that what's the idea that when his leg is touching the Mayim. Right, so we say good achis mayim she'olav, that the mayim that's on him we say goes down. And Rashi says ki'ilu hein b'mikvah. Interesting Rashi, right? Ki'ilu hein b'mikvah. Right, we view it like the mayim that is on his body is in the mikvah. Okay, that's called good achis. That the mayim on his body is ki'ilu hein b'mikvah. So now that's what they're exploring over here. Is that really what he's saying? That only good achis is good? Or would he also say good asik? Okay. So what would that mean? What would good asik mean? So the nafkamina would be, can you be tovel with the hair, with the water on his head? If you say good asik, good achis, then will it work or will it not work?
It wouldn't.
It would not work. Why? Because all we're saying is the mayim that's on his head is ki'ilu, it's b'mikvah. So the mikvah is kosher because the water is on its way down. That's a din in the mikvah. The mikvah is considered not chaser, even though the water is out of it, because the water is somehow on its way in. But that doesn't mean the water on his head is the mikvah. Does that make any sense? Is it possible? Is that logically? But if you say good asik, then that means what? Even the water above the mikvah is considered mitzuraf, is considered part of the mikvah. Tough, no? It's hard to say the full opposite. It's hard to say that the mikvah is on his head. It's hard to say that. They're opposites. But here everyone, it's vada he holds good achas, that's for sure. Right? So now you want to know, does he also hold good asik? So that would basically mean that there's like a mutual relationship between all the waters. It's not dafka that we say everything has to go up. Good achas means dafka, the mikvah is good, because of some idea that we deem this water in it already. Sort of like we halachically deem the water there. You don't need to wait for the water to get there. Good achas. Right? But it's not literally good on his head. If it would stay on his head, it wouldn't be good. It's only because it's going down. Does Rashi say that? Good achas mayim sha'olav. Well, Rashi doesn't really talk about that exactly, right? That it's flowing. But that's the mashmaos of here. That what? That if you say good achas, it's only good because we deem it in the mikvah. Because you can't really have mayim of a... It's not that the mayim of the mikvah is on his head. The mikvah is in the bottom. The mikvah is chaser. No. We say that the water that's on his head is like it's in there already. So the body of... But where is the makom of tvila? The mikvah. It's not like his head becomes part of the mikvah. I mean... is that a fine... Not, no pun intended, but are we splitting hairs here? So the Gemara says like this. Omar Lay, Tani Tua, we already know this case. Again. How? Sholosh Gemomios Benachal, you have three depressions, what do you call it? Three, like little ponds of some sort, three ditches on a valley. On the hill, on the mountain, on the side of a valley. Okay, so it's one above the other. Ha'elyona, ha'tachtona, v'ha'emtzayis. The top, the bottom, and the middle. The top and the bottom have 20 saw, and the middle has 40 saw. V'chardolis shel geshomim overes beinam. So chardolis means what? Chardolis means katafres. Okay, it's the same thing as a katafres. And so you have water flowing in between, right? And Rash says umechabroson. So now there's a chibor. There's a katafres that's joining the 20 and the 40 and the 20. The top, the middle, and the bottom. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Oya Omer, Matbil Be'el Yona. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Meir held, you can be Matbil even on the top one. So that means good asik. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir Oya Omer, Matbil Be'el Yona, Dama good asik. Es Mei Emtza Isa, Lamala, Ayde Chardol Shel Geshomim, Lahachshir Sel Yona. The koshkin to matbilim betachtona. The kevin disli good asik. Koshkin disli good achas. Okay. When we look tani ani cholik olav lomer kach v'kach shmarim nadar bihudik v'meishir lei. So it's mashra from the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that he didn't say the argues. He just quoted Meir, and he had the position of good asik. So that would mean what? That he could. That it would be good. The tefillah would be good on top of his head. Wow. Vatani Meir Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Hoy Omer Matbil Yona, Va'ani Omer Vatachtona, Vlobil Yona, Omer Lei, Tanya Tanya. So it's a question. It's a question how Rabbi Yehuda actually held. Right? Is he arguing or is he not arguing? Okay. Alright. So I don't know. I suggest we just go to the Tosus just to get some clarity of what's going on over here. I mean, there are problems that we might not be able to resolve, but I'd be happy just to see one clear sheet of what is going on over here. Yeah. All right, so you have an interesting opportunity here, because you have basically what happens over here now is you have Rabbeinu Tam, right, trying to work out Rashi. Trying to work out the way Rashi learns everything. And it's interesting. You have it in three or four different tosin. They have basically the same point that he's trying to make. So if you don't get it in one, you might want to look at the other one just to clarify what's going on. So I don't know. I think we'll do it from the Gittin. We'll do it from Gittin, right? That's what I said. The one in the Chagiga is also very nice. It just has a lot of those corrections. Annoying. Very annoying to read. You know.
They're long and correcting.
But it's good to just jump back and forth, see if you're if you're having trouble. You see it in both places. Okay, so let's take Tosis. Got it? Good. Who wants to try Tosis? Okay, so Tosis and Gittin starts out summarizing Rashi. That what are we talking about? We're talking about two mikvahs. I mean, not literally, right? Because one of them doesn't have 40 saw. So you have one mikvah 40 saw and another body of water next to it, and it's joined by one of these three methods, and it's not a good chibur. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so Tosa says, I don't understand. He says, I don't understand. We just got through with Chagiga, and Chagiga had the case of a good mikvah in the middle, and a chaser on the top and a chaser on the bottom, and a ketaf race joining them. And everybody there agreed that the bottom one is good for tefillah. Everyone agreed the bottom one is good for tefillah. So that means that we see clearly from Chagiga, ketaf race is a chibur. And over here it's saying it's not a chibur at all. No, it's over there. Over there it's just a question, is it a chibur for good asik also, or even for good achis? I'm sorry. Is it just for good achis or even for good asik? But it's a pashut that is a chibur. There's no question that it's a chibur. Just want to know, does it even go up? Is the chibur even to the top? But over here, it's saying it's not a chibur at all. According to the Rashi's learning, it's exactly the same case. The bottom mikvah to the middle mikvah is Rashi's case of Kitafres. Well, one of them is, at least. Yeah, go ahead. Alright, so he says no, so you have to learn differently than Rashi over here, right? You have to learn differently. That the question of Kitafres is dafka to make a mikvah. Right? The question of Kitafres is dafka to make a mikvah. That's when it says Kitafres is not a chibur. Right? What did Rashi say in Avodah Zarah? He also had the case of he also runs into the problem, right? So Rabbi Natan is not helping out Rashi, right? As Rashi is stuck, he's saying Rashi has a problem here, because Rashi's learning you have a mikvah shalim already, and now it's joining to a mikvah shalim. But he's saying that's difficult, because that's exactly the case in Chagiga of the three gamamios. So, and there, it is a chibur. So how can the Mishnah just say, stam, not a chibur, when there's a case that definitely is a chibur? So it must be a different case. It must be a case where it's never a chibur, even with good achas. And what case is that? Two half mikvahs. Right? Is that what he says? Two half mikvahs that are attached. Okay.
What about the case of Ravel Shavrishan Ogos Bavaya?
We'll get to it. Two half mikvahs attached. Okay. So therefore what? Let's just review quickly. So what's the first state we have? Two half mikvahs. There's no chibur between two half mikvahs at all. With a ketafres. Ketafres is not a chibur of two half mikvahs. Right? But if you have a half mikvah and a whole mikvah, ketafres is good as long as it's downstream from it. The thing with this tosis is one of these tosis where there are many problems. He starts with one thing as his solution, and then as that solution brings up more problems, he keeps knocking them down. Okay? But he's starting here. Right? And his first point is that you've got to have a chilek between the case of ketafres in the Mishnah and Taras, where we say no chibur according to everybody, and the case of ketafres in Chagiga, where it's pashut that it's a chibur for the tachtona, right? You have to be, you must, that's a stira. So we must differentiate. We must say the case where it's never a chivur is two half mikvahs trying to become one, and you have a kitafres. That's why it's dafka, the middle one, is a full mikvah, he says. It's not, there's no, weren't you wondering that? Wasn't, right? Why does it have three mikvahs? Top and then bottom is half and the middle is full. He says that's dafka because that's the only way you're going to have kitafres be a chibur. It's dafka chibur when it's coming from a mikvah. But we know in Taras kitafres ain't a chibur. Lenin mikvah is not, right? Lenin mikvah is not a chibur. That is talking about making a mikvah, not joining a mikvah. Then it's never a chibur to make a mikvah. And it is certainly a chibur of good aches to join to a mikvah. And if you're wondering what the svara is, the difference between that, so that's to say, you can flip back to the Tosus in Chagiga, and he says, mistaver le taima sheyesh lechalek. That's it. It's a time to be mechalik. So that's his first move, okay? I propose we get all the facts. I propose we get all the facts. And then think about it. Is that all right? Okay.
It's a move, a time to be mechalik.
It's a time to be mechalik. He doesn't need to tell you it. Okay. Next. So now, as Shlomo says, but what about the next case? Go ahead. What about the problem? Now he's saying that whenever you have kitafres going downhill, you can never, even kitafres going downhill can't make a mikvah. Correct? That's what he's saying now.
Right.
Even kitafres going downhill will only join from a mikvah to another body, but it will never make a mikvah. What about the guy whose leg is in the mikvah? Isn't he making a mikvah? Right? Good.
Od hiksha the hafak kamar the kafres lahabi chibor, who is some of kamar Rabbi Huda imai raglav shall rishon nogos b'mayim afasheni tar.
Right?
The half the nitzuk Rabbi Huda.
Right, so that whole mission of kitafres and nitzuk kitafres and mashke tofeach is Rabbi Huda.
Yahama skinim la'inim mikvots Rabbi Huda.
Right.
The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kevan.
So that's his question. He doesn't really express the question so clearly, but that's his question, right? That on the one hand we're saying Kitafres is not a chibur, right? And what he mean, and the way he just defined that means to make a mikvah, right? And yet we have the very case where the guy's leg is in the mikvah, and we're saying it stays a good mikvah because of Kitafres, right? He asks it again here too. He says, same thing over here. That V'al tisma heichi medamele lemifsha mehach tiktani. Yeah. He says, why doesn't the Gemara ask Shani hasa mishum mikvah sholem? Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, it's a little clear over here. So what's his answer?
When we're going to tell the kevan shamayim shala rishon sofa lipo v'leirid lemikvah avi kapros kibor.
Stop. So now he has a new rule. Now he's got one more rule to add. Why is it good when the guy is getting out of the mikvah? If it's kitafres to make a mikvah, why don't I say good achis of kitafres only joins you to a good mikvah, but doesn't help to make a good mikvah? And the two gemamios, 120 and 120, with a kitafres would not help you. So why isn't this just the same thing? Like it's like two halves with a kitafres. What's the answer?
So it's illegal.
What does that mean?
It's eventually going to fall in.
So that's a new rule. New rule is like this. The water on the guy's body is different than the water from the top hill to the bottom, from the water from the top puddle to the bottom puddle. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's that? As long as that guy doesn't move for the next 20 hours or so, all the water will fall in. all the water will fall in. But
it's not good
it is still good achas.
At that moment, it's good achas.
That's what he calls good achas. That's how he's learning good achas. Whatever. Well, let's get his shita, and we'll have to work out what the terminology means. But that's his, he's saying. But the mayim in the top 20 is not all going to empty out into the bottom 20. You understand? So in the case of the top, if I had two mikvaos on a hill, one had 20 saw on the top, and the bottom had 20 saw, and there's a katafres. There's a major difference between the katafres on that case and the katafres of the gavra of the tovo rishon. Why? Because in the first case where I have two 20s, I really need it to as a chibor. That's really a true chibor, because I need to say that the 20 and the 20 are one via the katafres. The katafres has to function as a chibor between two different things. That's not what's happening when the guy is leaving the mikvah. When the guy is leaving the mikvah, we say, since all the water on him theoretically is sofo leireid, we consider it as if it's already joined into this mikvah. All of the water. That's the difference. All of the water is on its way down. That's why it's good. But in the 20 and 20, it's not all the water. There's an overflow, whatever it is. It's megashamim that's just coming through. But all the water is not on its way down. So we can say all the water that's on its way down is down. But a flowing stream between two bodies of water doesn't join them. So what's your next question? Now Meir has a question. What's your question? You do have a question. You asked it already. So what about Nitzok? So now do you tell me anytime water is on its way down, it's down. So what about when I pour? So that's certainly on its way down. But yet we don't say any of the water, even the stuff that's in the air, on its way down, in the middle of the air, is not considered a chibor. That's definitely sofo leireid, right? So now that he's backed himself into the position that you have to say there's an idea of sofo leireid. So then, why is nitzok not considered good?
Why doesn't all the water from the pond go on as we go?
That's just the way it works. Okay. Of course, it's a gamomios. It's a hole. It's a depression. It's depression. It's just a matter there's an overflow. Right? So that's his next question. His next question is, he sort of asks the question, he says, Umihu nitzok garua me ketafres. That's what's bothering him. He just puts it in there, but why? That's bothering him. Why should nitzok be worse than ketafres if sofo leireid is the key? Lefi shakiluach shel nitzok omed be'avir velo havi chibor. Since the nitzok is just in the air, I don't know what that means, velo havi chibor. Whatever that means, it's in the air, right? Afilu so velo, I'm sorry. Since it's in the air, velo havi chibor afilu sofo lipo. It's not even going to be a chibor when it's sofo lipo. Kedem mashma perek basra v'azara. Right? That's the mashmos of Avodah Zarah. Okay, we're not going to do the case of the gisht and the bas gisht right now. Yeah. Ulahachi lo odaf minitzak. Okay, fine. Now he has it over here too. He has it over here in Chagiga. Same basic question. He says, yeah. He says about the second guy. He says, "Alma ketafrei schibor, elavadai shani hacha shesofa leireid umiu yesh lidchos hach." Okay, fine. That's a little bit of an inter thing over there. And then he says, "Velo tanya be." I'm sorry. Yeah. So he says, Gabi Hamar Yain Esach Mechavas Labor, Lo Choshev Nitzuk Chibor, Afagav the Sofo Leiraid. So how come Nitzuk is not a Chibor even though it's Sofo Leiraid? Yesh Lechalek, Be Nitzuk Lekitafres. Dein Derech Nitzuk Lovo, Ki Im Derech Avir. So since the Nitzuk doesn't come except through the Avir, there's no Derech for the Nitzuk to come except the Avir. Somehow now, that's what knocks it out. Okay, so those are the three facts we're gonna try to work with. We're going to try to work out a svara of these three facts. Okay? That in order to have... There's no chibor just of ketafres alone. There's no ketafres, the overflow, is not a chibor between two bodies. But when you have sofo leirid, that will be considered joined to the water that is coming to, as long as it's going on something. But if it's just flowing through the air, then even sofo leirid doesn't count. That's the thing I want to see if we can work out, okay?